is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Wow.
Yeah. Go ahead and cue Betty.
Cue Betty? We can do that.
Where's Betty? Betty.
It's the middle of June, 2017. It's hot as fuck in Chicago and Tampa. Climate change sucks. I need a new outer garment to keep my 101101111 circuits cooler. And man, this year sure has gone by too fast for me, who pushed my turbo switch.
That's quite amusing to hear, Betty, pushing your turbo switch and everything like that. Data Crystal 9, this is Anthony in Tampa.
Wiki, 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 wick, whack. Hey, everybody from sunny and hot, hot, hot Chicago. It's Joe.
Yeah, right.
Hi, I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what?
Hi,
my butthole is buzzing for tonight's
Call
episode 91 of the Joe and Anthony
Call
Show. I am down to white wine, part two.
Part two, yeah.
For Monday, June 12th, 2017. Hey, Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Well, we got about 2 minutes until my weather starts, so let's blather on about something else. How's that, Betty? Thanks, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
There we go.
No problem, Anthony.
There you go.
No problem, Anthony.
Smacker, she's repeating herself.
I'm so stressed out.
Yeah, you think you're stressed out, honey. You should feel bad for the audio engineer in the booth. Hi, Doobie.
Yeah, we loaded some new sound effects here in the Chicago cart.
Oh, that's always good.
I guess I will. I bought a new phone today.
You know, tell us about your phone while I take care of this database reload here.
So I had previously owned a BlackBerry Priv. One of the primary reasons for that phone was the keyboard that would be physical that would pop out. But lately, it's been having battery issues, and the USB plug has been broken. So today I walked into the T-Mobile store and I said, I want the Samsung Galaxy S8. So I saw the Plus, which is one screen size larger, and I compared it and it's like, well, for a little bit larger, I could spend an extra $100. I decided against it. You know what? This is a good kick-ass phone, folks. It takes awesome pictures. If you're into cell phone photography, this would be a serious contender against the iPhone.
That's awesome. And
I gotta tell you, I decided to say fuck it and go with Samsung's Bixby and something else that it does. And you know what? Once you use it a little bit, the bullshit goes away.
Yeah,
like, you gotta use it. So I would say if you're into cell phone photography, though, go ahead and get this phone. It's worth it.
I just spilled wine on the desk.
Oh, no.
That's probably why they have a big sign in here that says no food or drinks in the studio. I don't ever pay attention to that sign. It's going to get me in trouble one day.
You know, when the ugly lights come on, those janitor peoples, they're going to be looking real hard at you.
Yeah, something. That or I think they might live here. I think we sublet. It's time for yours, Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay. From Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Here comes the rain again. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast and 89 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 52, giving us a heat index of 94 degrees. The dew point is 69 and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, likely before 10 in the evening. Cloudy with a low around 75. And then on Tuesday, we'll be cloudy with a high near 88 with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 in the afternoon. Then in the evening, cloudy with a low around 75, showers and thunderstorms before 8 in the evening. And then wrapping up midweek, on Wednesday, we'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 88 with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms after 8 in the morning. Bring your umbrella to work. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms and cloudy with a low around 76 overnight. And that's your Cheyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Ooh, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Thanks, Betty. Remember, folks, if you're listening to this on a recast, this forecast no longer applies. And from KMDW, Chicago Midway International Airport, it's currently a few clouds at 94 degrees. The dew point is at a slightly warm level at 63 degrees, giving us a heat index of 95 degrees. But it's a dry heat as the humidity is only 36%.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I hit the button.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Yes, folks, the weather department here brought us a story from our friends at DNA Info Chicago, and the headline reads, Chicago is hotter than Vegas, Phoenix, and even Egypt right now.
Wow.
But you know what, though? It wasn't hotter than Tampa today. I saw your heat index. Your heat index over there was 104.
I was going to say, I thought we pushed over 100. It was, I didn't go out much today. I just kind of stayed in the server room all day where it was 64 degrees. And I was totally happy with that all day today. So, wow.
And as I just reported, it's hot out there. Skinny Lulamoms are feeling the pinch as their outfits shrink further in the scalding sun.
Ooh.
Panic ensued in expensive people neighborhoods as electric rates soared for those big one-family homes.
Oh my
Local
God.
Hot chocolate outlets seem to be picking up, though. People
really?
Love that shit.
Really?
Apparently, you should stay inside between the hours of 1 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. Your skin will burn in 16 minutes at 1 p.m.
Ooh.
And then 45 minutes at 4:30 p.m.
Oh, so wow. You can hang out in the afternoon, then.
Exactly.
Wow. So are we done with our breaking news?
We're done with the breaking news.
Okay, there's no cue in the script. So I
yeah,
didn't know.
I need to work on that a little
okay,
better.
Okay, that's fine. Then we'll do this then.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
And breaking
so
news.
Then he took this cucumber.
I saw that on Facebook.
Oh my
god! That was
gross. Oh, who could ever imagine that you could do that with a fucking cucumber? Oh,
but
oh,
I digress.
Oh, wait, I oh shit, we're back on Joe. Back to you.
So yeah, the winds are out of the west at 15 miles per hour. But I digress. For you pilot types, the visibility is as far as your eyeballs allow. On the night of this broadcast, we could expect a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. It'll be partly cloudy with a low around 76. On Tuesday, expect a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 88. On Wednesday, expect a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high near 86. And that is it for the Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Cheyampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar. Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Cheyampa Radio. Buddy, 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 buddy out. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
Yay, the TP segment. Hey, do you have central AC or window AC units in your home? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566 and tell us where your thermostat is at.
Oh, wait, hold on a moment.
Uh-oh. Something interesting is about to happen.
Hello, this is Betty, and you've reached Cheyenne on radio. I guess you're calling because you want to talk to those two idiots on the air. Just hold on, and they will be with you shortly.
Hi, Betty!
Oh, it sounds like we have a caller.
We actually have a caller.
Yes, we have a caller. Let's go ahead and answer that.
Hello, caller.
Hi, I'm calling about my air conditioning.
My bobber, yeah, hello.
Hello. Caller. Where are you calling from, caller?
I'm calling.
If you don't mind sharing.
I'm calling from a phone booth.
Okay, and is this phone booth in an economically depressed area?
Maybe.
Or is it an airport? Or a train station?
It's in my house.
It's in your house! That's awesome! You have a payphone in your house. Wow,
it is in my house.
You know what? If you send us a photo of that, we would love to share that across the world. We get about 9 people a week.
A week.
Would you be interested?
Maybe. I will talk with the nice lady who answered the phone. Right now, it wants some more quarters. So I'm going to hang up, and I will call you back. But my thermostat is set at 76 degrees.
Cents yes. For the next 10 minutes.
I don't have the money. Goodbye.
Click. Wow, that was a strange caller.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
So, it's Street Fest and Grant Park Fair galore here in Chicago, Anthony. It's crazy.
Is it now? Is it? Wow, yeah. That's kind of amusing.
You know, I used to be an avid participant of a lot of Street Fests. I used to go to every single one of them. I would eat all the food and get the pastries and the beer and the wine coolers.
And
dance if that was an activity that was in the vicinity. But I don't do that anymore.
I've got wine.
So do I.
Wine is kind of dangerous.
I have Sauvignon Blanc.
I have a...
You have wine. Just call it white wine.
I don't know. It was on sale. It was on sale at the Dixie of Wine.
Is it sweet?
It's very sweet. Citrusy? I think it's a Moscato.
Oh, okay.
It's a Moscato. I'd like to find something drier. And I'm not big on drinking, but lately, this wine thing. You and I think we've become a bunch of alcoholics with this wine thing.
Well, you know, I have to admit that even though it's not like wine snob, high quality bullshit wine.
Well, yeah, they're under $4 a bottle, for God's sakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of them. I mean, I think one of them was like $6, but you know.
And you know, it's like lately I haven't been purchasing large quantities. I just usually would get the little 4 to a case
four pack, which is a bottle actually.
Yeah.
That little 4 thing equals one bottle.
But, you know, it just looks different. And so the perception of it all is
perception
different.
The perception.
Especially when you're drinking it directly from the bottle versus
I don't drink it from the bottle. I don't know. I've always got to put it in a glass. I can't even put it in like a regular glass. I got to put it in a wine glass.
You know, again, it's perception. It just feels easy to just drink it from the bottle.
This is true.
Why not? I mean,
you know, hey. You know,
it's economical and ecological.
Soon you'll just be walking around with one of those jugs with a thumb handle on it, and you'll just be walking around on the street, just taking a swig.
You know, but speaking of walking around, I used to be an avid participant, like I said, of these street fests. But
lately,
with all the attacks around the world, I have just become a little bit more paranoid.
Are you leery? Are you leery of going out to public events and stuff?
Especially when we found out that private security firm was hiring suspicious characters to provide security in Boys Town and Wrigleyville.
Oh, really?
In Chicago.
That's kind of scary.
It's a police officer that runs a security firm in Boys Town.
Huh.
And I was reading the stories to some of the stuff that was going on. I'm like, wow, I never knew that happened at that particular bar. That's very interesting.
Huh, that is interesting.
You know, we won't name names or anything like that.
No,
we
won't
all...
do that. You can go find the article on Google.
Exactly.
You can go Google it.
We're going to put the show notes up there. So, yeah Betty, what's up with Betty? She's all worried about it's the middle of the year. She's hot. She needs a new dress.
I don't know. That's why I sent her over to you for a few weeks. I was tired. Seriously. I'd just be sitting here in the studio. I'd come in to do some work. And she'd be coming around doing her beep, 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 beep. And, you know, her toner is low. Or this is low. Or this needs to be replaced. Or something needs to be reset. Or I'm like, Jesus, damn.
Well,
I'm
over
like,
here,
Betty, please.
She is somehow encouraging the cat to drink more water. And so therefore,
Jesus.
So I literally had, if you look at the camera screen or whatever, I had a big thing of cat litter.
A big
this
thing
big
of cat litter, yes.
Of just
yes.
solid cat litter from that much pee.
Wow. If you cannot see him, he's moving his arms around in a way that would indicate almost the size of a litter box in and of itself. So, you know.
It felt that way.
Obviously, clearly it was a lot. See, luckily we don't have any animals here in the Tampa studio, so... We don't have litter box issues, but she complained a lot. She beeped a lot. She wanted updating. She wanted this. She wanted that.
She's venting her frustrations out over here. But, you know, the one thing I can say, though, is security has never been better. She don't let nobody in.
No. That's good. That is true. That is true. So we're going to move into your news in just a moment. But I know you like to do your little wheel of fortune thing. Do you want to do the wheel of fortune for the news? All right.
Hold on. Let me do this.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. I will spin the wheel.
See, it's like I paid for a spin.
That's what you were doing. Okay, that makes sense. I couldn't quite figure out what was happening, so I just went with it. Oh, God, there goes that wheel. Jesus.
And it spins around.
Ball bearings. Oh, Jesus. Finally. All right.
And what's our story?
It was floating around on social media a little bit earlier this week. But the title is Canadian Man Mows Lawn with Tornado Behind Him. Yeah, and I'm going to post this to our Facebook link like right now on our page, because it is just too ridiculous. And in the picture, as you see, you can see him mowing the lawn. He's just going around in the yard with a lawnmower exactly. So a photograph of a Canadian man mowing a lawn with a tornado swirling behind him has caught a bit of a storm on social media. His wife snapped the picture as the twister passed near their home in Alberta. He was cutting the lawn, I guess she went for a nap, and she woke up by her daughter. Her daughter woke her up upset that there was a tornado in the sky and that her dad was still mowing the lawn. The woman or the man says the tornado was actually much further away than it appears in the photo, and it was moving away from them. He says that he was keeping an eye on it, and nobody was injured. So that was your absolutely fabulous, crazy wheel news story of the week. And hey Joe, what's in the news?
And now for the news.
Well, wow, I gotta say, gumballs have never been so replaced.
Ooh, gumballs.
Yeah, this is from our friend Ben Hooper from www.upi.com.
I see.
So, and, you know, we like to get our stories somewhat fresh, and this is relatively fresh. This is June 7th. Police in California said a 25-cent toy vending machine... Oh, so it's a toy vending machine. Okay, so it wasn't a gumball. Oops.
Oops.
But you know what? Gumballs have been replaced. They have.
Well, just continue with the story.
I will. I was burping, folks.
Oh, okay.
Bell Gardens police said the young boy's mother put 25 cents into a vending machine Monday at Taqueria Los Altos and got a putty ball toy for her son. Yes, right? While her son was playing with the putty ball toy, it ruptured and a white powdery substance came out, a detective said. The mother called police, who determined the white powder tested positive for cocaine. Detectives examined the machine and seized a total of 4.8 ounces of cocaine.
Oh, wow.
So, police said a phone number on the machine returns to a company calling itself Snacktime. Snacktime Vending. Investigators are asking any businesses using the company's machines to remove them from public access and contact police. A spokesman for Taqueria Los Altos said the restaurant is not affiliated with the vending machine company. We contracted with this company for the past couple years, but no way are we affiliated with this company. We
no bueno.
The location to the company.
No bueno.
He said no bueno. In a statement provided to CBS Los Angeles.
Oh wow, that's kind of coke so, in your rubbery,
you know,
balls.
I guess if that's an area that uses a lot of cocaine and they got toys, there had to be an underground method to distribute that kind of information.
Had to have been, yeah. That's some crazy stuff.
That's just like, what is that, like cocaine welfare?
Or like
giving out free cocaine?
Or they were trying to smuggle it in those balls.
And
it accidentally got goofed, and it got sent to like a distributor, and they actually wound up just sending them out to everybody with these vending machines, probably something online to order. Yeah, wow, that's kind of amusing.
So,
all right, let's move on.
Moving along, yeah.
Ooh, is Reggie Wisdom gonna come by?
Hey, this needs to be on
Reggie
every corner,
Wisdom.
Man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. How you doing?
There you go.
Ooh, yeah. No, man. This is from our friend Daniel Uria, also of www.upi.com from June 7th. So a Massachusetts medical marijuana dispensary, they're trying something new. This is kind of cool. They're infusing frozen personal pizzas with cannabis to serve
Ooh,
to
wow.
its customers.
Mm-hmm. That's worth a try.
So, Ermont Inc. Dispensary in Quincy started serving the marijuana-infused frozen 6-inch pizzas about 3 weeks ago to offer its patients a new way to medicate. We are pleased to offer a new, more appetizing way for our patients to alleviate pain and discomfort. And, you know, why not? It's in a food. Food and cannabis usually go together pretty well.
Yeah, and it's a shame that it's only a medical dispensary, because I think Massachusetts is recreational. It'd be nice if it was recreationally available.
Yeah, the personal pizzas, styled after pub pizzas, commonly served in the area, are infused with a 125 milligram dose of Ernott's high-strength THC distillate to provide patients with their required dose. We found that infusing the tomato sauce gave us a really good consistent pizza in terms of not only flavor, but a consistent dose. That makes sense. Tomato sauce would be a good carrier for the flavor, I think.
I lost a piece
but anyways,
of popcorn.
Uh-oh, popcorn loss. Patients with medical marijuana cards can purchase up to 2 pies every day for $38 each.
Oh, my.
EF added the dispensary, which serves as many as 400 patients on a busy day. Wow, that's a lot of patients. Began providing edibles to their clients, a more passive way to consume their medication. So, you know, a lot of our patients really wanted to basically figure out a different way to medicate that didn't always remind them that they were trying to, you know, take something to do, eat something to take care of themselves, whatever. He told CBS Boston. It really makes medicating seem like something that isn't as scary. In addition to the pop pizzas, the dispensary also offers various spreads that can be added to other foods and is also developing new products.
I like
a lot of our top sellers right now are olive oil, honey, and peanut butter. Ooh.
Honey infused. Have you ever had honey infused?
No.
It's very good.
I don't think I've ever, I mean, aside from homemade brownies, I've never had any like other edibles.
Actual might have to change that for you.
But they're working on a vegan mayonnaise right now that patients will be able to put on a sandwich. That sounds good.
There you go. There you go.
A Twinkie sandwich.
Turkey sandwich with weed mayo. Vegan mayo. Yeah, there you go. All right. We moving on?
Yeah, we're moving on.
Ooh.
Morf, warf, warf, McGorf! Kapla! Patak and all that jazz.
Oh my, bless you. I don't know if I should hand you a Kleenex or a towel.
Well, let's find out. By Ben Hooper.
Our dear
friend Ben Hooper. We gotta get him on the show one of these days.
Stop using my articles. Or I will sue you for copyright. Ooh, although we're giving you credit. I mean, dude, you know, come on. Anyhow.
I seriously love you both, guys. Daniel Uria and Ben Hooper, you guys bring out the best stories on UPI. Anyways, June 5th, Switzerland's largest adult education institution is drawing in students by offering courses in a language course that's out of this world. Klingon.
Wow.
Do you know what Klingon is?
Isn't it an alien language from the Klingons from... Wait, what's their home planet? Wait, I can't think of it. It's not Klingtonium. What the fuck is
no.
it?
No.
I don't know. But it's from the race of Klingons.
Kronos. That's their home planet. But the Migros Club School has been offering one-and-done three-hour courses around the country taught by Andre Mueller, a linguist who counts the Star Trek language created in 1984 by linguist Mark Okrand among the more than a dozen languages that he speaks. Officials said the classes have been a hit, with the session lasting Wednesday in Zurich, selling out 30 available spots with a list of 18 others. Can you believe that?
Wow. That's quite amazing. That is
official
amazing.
Said the classes have been... Yeah, we heard that. We are overwhelmed by the interest in these courses. It exceeded all of our expectations, said Miriam Jaeger, foreign language project coordinator of the school, told USA Today. It's nice to see that students are very mixed, from 14 to 61-year-olds, from Trekkies to IT professors.
Wow.
She said, being a nerd has become hip. Yes,
of course,
it has.
I don't know. Trekkie to IT professor kind of sounds about the same thing, but most of those Trekkies are probably IT professors, but we won't go there. Please continue.
I'm a Trekkie.
And I'm sure one of my IT professors is a Trekkie as well.
Mueller, who teaches his classes while decked out in a Captain Kirk-era Starfleet uniform, uses the three-hour courses to teach Klingon history and language tenets, including grammar, pronunciation, and sentence structure. The grammar is quite complex and exotic, but it's still easier than most natural languages, Mueller said. However, the vocabulary is hard to memorize because we can't relate it to any other language. Officials said Mueller, whose grasp of the Klingon language previously made headlines in 2015, when he helped language learning app Duolingo design a Klingon version, will teach a 20-lesson intensive Klingon course in Zurich.
Ooh.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I know we got a little bit of time left. If you got a comment, folks, give us a call at the studios. What's that number, Anthony?
813-327-8566, but we're going to go on break in about a minute, so talk to you for like 30 seconds if you call. But
that's pretty much it for my news, folks. That's all I got.
That's all. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this derailed, on-air, spelled with an E, encapsulated, unsanitized socialist streaming experience?
I do.
You do? Well, visit chiampa.info, chiampa.info, to find out how. Hang tight, folks. In about 36 seconds, we're going to go on break, and then we'll be back in 4 minutes. So, hey, we got 30 seconds of banter. How's it going, Joe?
Ooh, banter.
Do you think
banter.
We're becoming drunks with the white wine? Maybe we shouldn't drink so much.
You know, as long as I only drink
it's not like
Mondays.
I fall down drunk or anything. Oh, no. I've been drinking almost every day.
Banter.
But I'm not like a fall down drunk or anything. I'm not, you know, it's like I have a couple glasses here, at least a glass a day.
You know, and wine is supposed to be good for you. So,
okay, yeah, exactly. Well, so there we go. All right. We'll be back in about four minutes, folks.
This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
All over the country, women have stopped using fabric softeners.
You started saving money.
With Rainbow Fresh Yes Detergent Plus Fabric Softener.
Yes cleans. Deep down. Controls static clean. Plus Yes softens with a Rainbow Fresh scent. Mmm.
So you can stop spending money on fabric softeners you don't need.
Get Rainbow Fresh Yes.
Yes is all you need to buy.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You are tuned into Shyampa. We Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Be careful where you place your implements. Hello there. This is Joe Wisdom. And I had an accident recently with one of my implements. I thought I placed it on a stable surface, but alas, I didn't. And I had spillage everywhere on my glass table. Sometime later, I cleaned it, of course. But I designated an area of the table with a special round disc. This has been another Joe Wisdom. Stay tuned for another one in just a few moments.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
You, Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's crazy Florida news next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, and according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Jerky Day, Loving Day, Peanut Butter Cookie Day, Red Rose Day. So take that all in and then go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
Yeah, thanks, Betty.
So, I was rummaging through the break room.
Did you find something good? You know, Betty just fucked with my tablet.
Oh, what did she do?
Everybody to know. I don't know. The screen blanked out.
Uh-oh.
It was charging, and now it won't turn on.
Uh-oh. That's not good. That's not good at all. Well, I guess we should start the Florida news anyway.
Yeah, just go for it.
Ooh. It's the Florida lifestyle music. Now if I can find my pointer. I'm down to white wine.
Hey, why not?
Or part two. Our first crazy Florida news story of the night comes from the Orlando Sentinel and tells us about a Floridian living the Florida lifestyle by participating in one of the favorite pastimes of Florida residents, calling 911 for non-emergency purposes. Yeah. Hate when that happens.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, according to reports, one early morning, Jonathan, a 28-year-old Brevard County resident, called 911 and told an operator that his grandmother had had a stroke in the parking lot of Hooters in Merritt Island. Yeah. He then told the operator that he was running to try to get her help, but if responders could pick him up and immediately take him to Hooters, he would pay them for their efforts. Kind of like an Uber. With the news of an elderly woman having a stroke in the parking lot, dispatchers sent deputies to the scene where they looked for nearly 3 hours. Eventually, they discovered that Jonathan's grandmother did not have a stroke, nor did she tell him that she needed any kind of medical help. His grandmother, Gail, 79, told deputies that she had been released from the hospital a few days before the incident and had called Jonathan and had asked him to call Jonathan to ask him to pick up his belongings because he was kicked out.
Ooh.
Deputies later found Jonathan at a Burger King helping his girlfriend with her vehicle. Jonathan was arrested in Cocoa on Thursday night on charges of misusing 911 and was taken to Brevard County Jail. He was released Wednesday night, according to the sheriff's office. Yeah.
No good things for you.
Yeah, we got it.
Jonathan.
No. One more time.
One more time. You know, I hate when people feel left out.
I know, I do too.
I try not to feel left out anymore. It's not worth it.
Don't feel left out.
If you're feeling left out, give us a call. We'll make you feel better.
We'll make you feel all-inclusive. 813-327-8566. 813-327-8566. Pennywise, where are you? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yes.
The Sebastian Daily brings us our next crazy Florida news story of the night, which is following a common theme. Gary, a 53... Oh, wait. There we go. Gary, a 53-year-old man from Sebastian, Florida, was feeling a little left out with all the police misconduct lawsuits trending that have been going around lately. So he came up with a plan that was sure to get him arrested and maybe roughened up enough to make bank. According to police reports, Gary called 911 repeatedly asking for an officer to harass him so he could sue the Sebastian Police Department for money. Gary was advised not to call 911 anymore unless it was an actual emergency, but he continued to call asking for officer or Deputy Donut. He's asking for Deputy Donut. All right, you can cut him out with the cash register. The payday is over. Police eventually showed up and made contact with Gary through a bedroom window. Woohoo! Yeah. But
oh
he
my.
Refused to step outside.
Sexy.
He then became aggravated and began cursing at officers. Officers reached out and made contact with Gary's mother, who said the 53-year-old son was known for having random outbursts and acting aggressive. The mother advised officers that they could enter the residence. Yeah, so clearly he's a 53-year-old with some issues. Gary then opened his window and told officers to come on inside. Gary then flipped over a small table. Gary was arrested and transported to the Indian River County Jail for misuse of 911. Gary has also been arrested 3 other times for abusing the 911 system in 2011, 2012, and 2013.
Oh, my. You know, yeah. They should develop like a 211 line where you can call it and, you know, you can just blabber. You can talk to, you can even like talk to a faux emergency operator.
And tell us, Joe, how would that go?
Well, you know, it would play into the subject's whatever mental state they're in. But, you know, the operator would provide a scenario, and the caller would react to that scenario, and so it would last for a few minutes. Meanwhile,
operator, the officers are beating me. Tell them to stop, dispatcher, please. Tell them to stop.
Meanwhile, you know, yeah, you're placed in a paddy wagon and sent off to the local version of your sanitarium.
The local version of your sanitarium, which in Florida is not very much of anything.
What's this sexy story coming up to be?
Our final story of the night is a Florida naked story, if you can't tell by the music by now.
Sexy.
And hey, that's how it goes. The Miami Herald brings us our final and naked story of the night. I was hoping to find this story of a naked Florida man calling 911. I really did. I really looked. But I couldn't find anything.
Aww.
Not yet, at least. Finding 911 call stories isn't hard, so as soon as I find a naked 911, we'll do a trio of 911 stories.
A trifecta.
So, an ambulance driver had picked up a 29-year-old schizophrenic Florida man from the Citrus Mental Health Facility on Monday morning for transport. While the man was being transported, he managed to escape the ambulance, climb a 30-foot-tall construction excavator, remove his clothes, and started making claims that he was a serial killer. The police were contacted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty,
crisis negotiation team, SWAT, and fire rescue team from surrounding communities responded to the scene and found the man threatening to kill everybody.
Ooh.
And apparently was touching himself quite lovingly.
Aww.
Yeah. According to reports, he became irate when police arrived and said that he wanted police to kill him, and then descended the crane, broke the ambulance rear window, and fled the scene. Crash, and I'm gone.
As a society, we need to promote non-violent masturbation.
We do need to, and definitely not masturbation.
And that was not endorsed.
30 feet over the Palmetto Expressway.
And that was in no way endorsed by T-Mobile, which you may have heard in the background.
There was T-Mobile in the background.
Yes, on my end.
Oh my. He became irate when police arrived. Oh, and he fled the scene. He was eventually handcuffed and placed into a police vehicle.
Wait a minute.
Parvou
See,
Valence.
This is what I don't like about news stories, man.
What?
You're way up there, right?
Yeah.
And then you flee the scene. What? Did you jump to another crane or whatever the fuck you're on and climb down really fast?
Well, no, he climbed down the crane. And then he busted the window of the ambulance and then fled the scene.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. These stories just amaze me.
It's Florida.
Sexy.
So he... Let's start here. He became irate when police arrived and said he wanted the police to kill him, and then descended the crane, broke the rear window of the ambulance, and fled the scene. He was eventually handcuffed and placed into a police vehicle. While handcuffed in the back of the police vehicle, he removed his seatbelt, brought his hands forward, and attempted to pull down an open window. He also stated that he would buy hollow point ammunition to kill the cops, according to police reports. He was taken to the Jackson Memorial Crisis Unit for an involuntary mental evaluation, but not before he tried to escape custody yet again. This is not his first run-in with the police. And that is it for your crazy Florida news.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about
on
this or that.
I know, right?
Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The Plethora Discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Well, hey, it's time for Two for Monday, and Joe Ipsum has powerful fart-producing feelings, I guess. And Anthony, you've got something in there too, don't you?
Yeah. let's just reflect on that for a moment. We must access the database as we move into the next segment of our show.
Yeah, we must. We're accessing. And actually, I do feel gassy because I've eaten two bags of coffee nut M&Ms.
Thank you for
a lot of
sharing,
Joe. You're welcome, everybody. You know, it's what you do on a broadcast night. You have wine and M&Ms. Hey.
Excuse me. You choked me up there.
I'm trying to be sensible with my language.
That's fine. No, that's all right.
You know, hey, if you're enjoying summer like I am, give us a call. 813-327-8566.
And how much are you enjoying summer, Joe? Tell us.
You know what? I'm enjoying it immensely now that it's hot. I think the heat does bring people out. It does.
Fuck the heat.
And you know, if you've got good air conditioning at your place of business, then you're going to draw a lot of people.
Fuck the heat. Done with the damn
heat. Yeah. Well, for us, it's just starting, and it's this year it didn't. It started really early.
Yeah, it did. You guys got warm kind of early in the year.
Like in February, it was warm, and then it got chilly, cold, and people were like, "Wah, wah!" And then it started to rain crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, it kind of bounced back and forth. We had like a couple of 80 weekends, and then it was like 60s and 50s.
Yeah, you kind of had a weird spring.
You know, and folks, I talk about this now because I am kind of interested in all this climate change stuff. It's like, shit, we do a lot of things to create a lot of hot air, including talking.
Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. I've got a piece of popcorn stuck in my throat. I hate when that happens.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So how do you find trending hashtags without paying an arm and a leg would like to know? Seriously, where do you find this shit?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I look on Twitter and Facebook. I just see whatever's top trending. If it's like really boring.
Oh, like
and
if you go to like, if you actually like go to like to Twitter, it will actually show you what the top trending articles are.
Yeah, it'll show you the top trending hashtags, at least on Twitter.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like for instance, tonight, the top trending hashtags are LHHATL. I have no fucking clue what that is, but I'm going to click on it.
Twitter, Jake Berger. What's happening.
Jake Berger is a top. Dennis Rodman. Oh, I guess Dennis Rodman is heading back to North Korea. And
really,
of course, kind of a sad thing. We have to remember that this was also the 1 year anniversary of the Pulse nightclub massacre.
Yes, it was. Should we take a moment of silence?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Okay, we're back.
So, but yeah, you know, the thing is, you need to be aware of your surroundings and just kind of, I guess you got to live life. I don't know. I don't like going out anymore. I just don't like being out with people. I like where I work.
Yeah.
I like that atmosphere. I like who I serve and I take care of. But even still, that is a lot to take in a daytime. And after you're done.
Yeah,
I'm done. I don't want to see anybody
else. Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. I kind of feel the same way. Especially if I deal with a lot of people.
And here's the thing. I don't deal with a lot of outside friends. I have one friend, and we do go to, like, restaurants. But we try to go when it's dead and quiet. Mm-hmm. You know, so we can enjoy the experience without having this onrush of people.
That's important.
And I know it's odd to say, especially for me living in a big city. But it's interesting, you know, we were just talking earlier in the day today about Next Door app, where you get a lot of usage in your community, and I don't.
Oh, my God.
You
Some
get
people.
Insane amounts of usage.
Because I live in Florida, land of the crazy. Jesus Christ.
Let's clink to that on the wine.
There we go. Oh, wow, that was actually kind of nice. I don't want to hit too much because then I'll break it and then I'll get wine all over the control board and somebody will kill me.
And sharp objects will
cause our
insurance.
Yeah, sharp objects will be a bad thing too and someone will kill me.
Our insurance to rise. We don't need any more bills to rise.
No, but you know, I think someone vacuumed the ceiling in here.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I know. There's not That's so many amazing. Dust bunnies on it. I was kind of amazed. I walked in here, and I'm like, wow, there's not like a web of
You know,
of
I'm scared this year. I don't have any spiders. Usually this time
Oh, my
year,
God.
I have spiders.
I'm loaded with spiders.
They must have all gone to Florida.
Oh, my God. We got ginormous spiders here. There was one that was crawling around. Damn thing was about the size of a... It was big. It was very
See,
big.
See, I get errant fruit flies flying around.
Oh, we get little flying things. There's a mosquito in the house that's been eating the hell out of me every night lately.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like my late.
And you can't find that fucker?
No, because he like hides in the house somewhere. I got one this afternoon in the bathroom, and I'm hoping that was the one. Because, no, seriously, because it was, like, one of those things where it's, just like, because I sleep with my legs out a lot of times. You know, I, like, make it, like, really cold in the house when I sleep with my legs out. And then the damn things, they just, like, feast on me, my legs and everything.
Jeez.
So, yeah, they're terrible.
They feast on you.
They feast on
me. That's
And it's,
well,
it's
you
this
know,
rain. Hello, rain in Florida. Hello, Florida rain.
Florida
rain. It's been raining a lot. I mean, a lot. It's actually raining right now, or it was raining earlier during this broadcast.
Was it?
Yeah, there was actually a thunderstorm that moved through when we got started. I was kind of surprised. I have a little. I don't see. Joe can't see it, but he's going to. No, nobody.
I'm
else
going
can.
To. Oh yay! But, I get an exclusive look.
There's
at
a
the popcorn.
Lamp. There's a lamp there. A little
it's
battery
a popcorn
operated.
Lamp.
You see on the end there, that little a battery operated lamp.
It looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah, it looks like Santa Claus. It's red. I don't think I can move the camera any closer. It's a camp
it
light.
Like
see,
Santa
it looks like Santa Claus.
Claus.
So see, there you go. So it's hanging out on the edge of the desk here in the studio in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Oh, gotcha. Santa Claus will save the day. It's a little portable nuclear fusion generator.
No, it just takes a few AAA batteries.
I know. You know, speaking of things that are way overpriced.
Oh, my goodness.
Folks, I just got to say, I had a experience at a restaurant in Roscoe Village on Lincoln Avenue that, it left me lacking. It left
really?
Me feeling hungry. Yeah. I had a burger and a milkshake. It was a 12-ounce milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
The burger was very small. It had bacon, forest mushrooms, cheddar cheese, and a barbecue sauce that I couldn't even really discern that there was a sauce on it.
Is this a prelude to Fartopia?
Yes.
Okay, good. Keep going.
Yes. And, you know, it was like the total bill was like $22, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that was not including French fries. So I have no idea how the French fries tasted at this place. And I'm not going back to find out because, yes, the next day I was in what we would humorously call in the trade poop du jour de loop. It's a...
In the trade. Which trade is that? Is that the trade that's walking on Nebraska right now? That trade?
Sure. That trade is just as applicable. No.
Okay.
The broadcasting trade, you know, the funny comedic broadcasting trade.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
Yes. So, but yeah, it was not a good experience, and yeah, that's what's leading into this whole, wonderful place for hot dogs, French fries, and chocolate slaps there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know.
So what do you got? What do you got to say tonight?
I don't know.
In the little time we have.
I don't know. You know, how much time do we have? Oh, we only got that little time left. Do you sometimes feel hopeless? You should eat a piccolobe. What is a piccolobe? A piccolobe chip and check out the World Labor Hour on RFU, Radio Free Urbana.
Piccolobe chip is whatever little snack that makes you happy.
So like this popcorn that I'm eating?
Exactly. Let's that's your piccolobe chips.
Chip.
Yep.
Which I now have to put down, apparently. All right, I'll get to it. Jesus.
Wow, those...
Rushed. Yeah, you know.
Shit. All right, you don't have to, like, turn that on right now.
Yeah, right? Tell me about it.
Jeez.
I know, the cleaning crew, they already got the vacuum coming in here. And sound engineer's already got his coat on. Why, I don't know, because it's like a million degrees outside. It's fucking Florida. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and there's water all over the floor of the control booth somehow.
Oh, shit.
I can't wait to find out how this happened. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
And you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming. She's been playing a lot of that projectionist lately. She must have a thing for the projectionist. Yeah. she has questionably, because that's been in there forever. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then, on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers on weekdays from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and we've got all... We did a refresh on our library, so we got all his episodes.
Yay!
And we're playing some things you've never heard before, at least us playing.
I have noticed,
and,
yes.
And there's some pretty good stuff. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, so much awesome programming. You won't find this stuff anywhere on mainstream media because they're boring. Oh, and you know what? You know, we've been kind of talking about the stuff that we play. You know, we're not just... The Cheyenne Radio is just not the Joe and Anthony Show.
No.
You know,
no.
We just got a lot on our plates. We're on Triumph, and we got a lot in our plates, and we don't update our shit as often as we'd like.
No,
but anyways, check out our internet radio station, Cheyenne Radio, on your mobile, your tablet, your Celicaphone 2. Visit us at www.cheyenne.info. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A. We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule. And you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/Cheyenne Radio and also at Twitter at Cheyenne Radio.
Damn popcorn.
It's there. You know, it always pops in.
It does. It does. It kind of like it gets stuck somewhere between here and eternity and you can't seem to get rid of it.
So
somewhere up there.
The next holiday for some folks is the gay pride parades that are going on now in a lot of Midwestern cities.
Yep.
And then the next big holiday is 4th of July, which this year happens to be on a Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is so on a Tuesday.
It's like, is that going to be a huge weekend of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
I don't know. We'll find out. But thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.cheyenne.info. Remember, folks, don't use a lawsuit as an excuse when you call 911 on your Nana for a ride to Hooters while hanging out naked over the Palmetto Expressway. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for last week's episode of This Way Out with a Q for Quality.
Boom chakalaka, good night tea.
Doobie.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. The White Wine at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyenne Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyenne Radio.